Till yesterday, I was your ruler and leader. In sound and vigorous health, I was serving you, defending you, and teaching you the religion. Today, I am merely a source of advice to you, unable to do anything that I did when I was healthy. And I may part company with you. May the merciful Allah forgive me. If I survive, I shall submit to the will of Allah. And if I pass away, there is nothing to wonder about it. For duration and stability of our existence is like a time passed under the shadow of a tree, which moves from place to place along with the sun and is never steady at a place for long. Or like the shadow thrown by clouds, whose positions rest at the mercy of strong winds. When the clouds disappear from the sky, their shadow will also disappear. Such is life. Till yesterday, I was a companion and a neighbor. I was sound and healthy amongst you. But shortly, you will find my body without soul. You will find that after moving, working, and performing its duties, it is now motionless and unable to do anything. You will find that after having spoken to you, taught you, lectured you, and advised you, it is absolutely silent now. You should take a warning from my silence and from undisturbed stillness of my body, because the sight of moving, acting, thinking, and speaking person turning suddenly into a silent, quiet, and motionless body is a better form of warning than the best speech and the most effective sermon. I must say goodbye now. I hope to meet you again in paradise. You will realize the merits of my rule tomorrow, after I have vacated this place, and after seeing somebody else in my seat. You will know and realize my worth and my character. Sermon 153. In this sermon, there is a prophecy about the future and about the 12th Imam of the Holy Progeny of the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him, and his descendants. These are the people who, having given up the straight path of religion, are wandering in the wilderness of error and delusion. Do not make haste in inviting the future, nor try to put it off. Wait for it. It is inevitable and is bound to come. There are many people who often eagerly desire for something, and when it reaches them, they wish that it had not come at all. Today is so near to tomorrow that it is not necessary either to wish for it or try to avoid it. The future is the inevitable result of the present and is inseparably connected with it. All people, remember that the present time is the time when something which has been promised will happen, and events which you do not know or cannot foresee or forecast will take place. During the days of trials and temptations, those who recognize the significance and worth of Ahlul Bayt descendants of the Holy Prophet, well like a person walking in the dark with a lamp in his hand, not only go safely through the times, but will be of help to others and will act like pious people. This will continue till the true Imam of the time, Imam Mehdi, will clear the doubts created by heresy and schism, will free the people from oppression and tyranny, will educate the ill-informed and ignorant, will introduce reforms in the society, and will mend the gaps which wickedness and impiety may have created in the true teachings of Islam. For some time, he will be hidden from the eyes of man in such a way that the greatest searcher of the day will not be able to find a trace of him, however hard he may try. But when he will appear, he will educate mankind in such a way that human vision will expand through the teachings of the Holy Quran. Men will be able to acquire true wisdom, and their minds will be able to rise to higher level of science and philosophy. Sermon 154. Something about those who opposed Islam during the days of the Holy Prophet and those who turned apostates after him, and about his companions who nobly and bravely suffered with him. The sway of tyrants was long, so that their tyranny and oppression could be fully exposed and their infamy and disgrace could be unmasked. They deserved the fate which overtook them. They were destroyed and annihilated, and the people were rescued from calamities and destruction, and were relieved of war and bloodshed which were brought about by the tyrants. The pious people who bravely passed through those days patiently bore sufferings and gave their lives for the cause of justice and Islam. They humbled themselves before Allah. They never for a moment magnified their patience and bravery, and never imagined that they were obliging Allah and His religion. Then Allah ordained that the times of trials and afflictions should come to an end. They were given permission to defend their faith with the help of their swords. They obeyed the commandments of Allah according to the teachings of the Holy Prophet. Things continued like that till Allah called the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him, and his descendants back. Then many became apostate or turned towards paganism. They were doomed by the perversity of their minds and waywardness. They put faith in their relatives who were misguided. Oh, and the instigators who were pagans. They discarded the medium, the progeny of the Holy Prophet, whom they were ordered to love, to respect, and to follow, and who would have kept them within the bounds of the true religion. Thus, they undermined the foundation of the true religion and tried to introduce schism and heresy in Islam. They became storehouses of sins and sources of all vices. They became wayward. They were intoxicated with power, arrogance, and wickedness. They adopted the ways of Pharaoh and his people, were attached to earthly powers and pleasures, and drifted away from the true religion. Sermon 155. Commentators say that in the following sermon, Imam Ali has prophesied the irreligious and inhuman sway of Umayyads and Abbasids. But my contention is that Imam Ali has foretold the events of the time, which would come much later than Umayyad or Abbasid regimes. In this sermon, he informs us of all that the Holy Prophet achieved for us and how it will be forgotten and forsaken. I invoke the help of Allah to repulse the Satan and to save me from his waylayings and deceptions. I testify that Muhammad, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants, is his servant and prophet, selected, exalted, and dignified by him. Nobody has and will ever surpass him in eminence, and nobody will ever be able to replace him, to lose him, that is, to forsake his teachings, is a loss which can never be compensated. The world was in total darkness of ignorance, superstitious beliefs, and low standard of morality when he illuminated the human society with divine light. Before him, people were accustomed to consider wrong as right and vice as virtue. They scorned intellectuals and ridiculed philosophers. They lived without religion and died as heathens. O Arabs, take care that you may not be engulfed by calamities and misfortunes which are not far from you. Do not let power and wealth turn your heads, and keep in mind the intensity of divine punishment. Be faithful to your religion when the darkness of paganism and hypocrisy surrounds you, when impiety and wickedness create doubts about Islam in your minds, when disbelief and skepticism secretly and mysteriously creep amongst you, and when disguised sinfulness enigmatically and incomprehensibly comes out of its concealment. Be firm in your belief when masked paganism establishes itself and spreads all over the Islamic world. It will appear from hidden and unknown places and will suddenly develop into open viciousness, shocking depravity and ungodliness. Its growth will be like that of a young man growing with the passage of time, and its far-reaching effects will be as lasting as rocks. This cruel regime will be handed down from one tyrant to another, and it will pass through treaties and pacts and through pledges and bargains from oppressor to oppressor. Those who will start this unholy revolution will lead the movement, and generations will follow them. Their ambition will be to gain power and pleasure, and they will fight for this like dogs fighting over a noxiously putrid carcass. At short intervals, the followers amongst them will be fighting against their leaders and revolting against the dictators. Nations will be constantly carrying on sanguinary wars or adverse propaganda, cold wars against one another. This state of affairs will be followed by such a great disturbance and upheaval that it will be completely rout civilization. It will have such an unbalancing effect on society that even those who had till then been following the right path will give it up. They will forsake peaceful ways of life. During these days of confusion and disorder, humanity will develop very divergent and contradictory views about truth and justice. Whoever tries to fight this anarchy and chaos and improve the situation will be overwhelmed, crushed, and annihilated. There will be total hostility and discord between various factions of society, each trying to harm the other. Religion will lose its hold over human minds. True appreciation of sciences and philosophy will lose their significance, and only tyrants and dictators will have power to voice their views. The common man will be tongue-tied. This upheaval will be specially most injurious to Bedouins and nomads. They will be crushed and massacred, and everywhere individuals as well as nations will sink in this abyss. Times like that are bound to come. During these days, people will rejoice in massacre, butchery and bloodshed. They will lose faith in religion and will treat it badly. Wise and pious people will try to run away from such surroundings. The vicious and the wild will dictate and enforce their policies. Family ties, family relations, and family love will disappear. There will be no family set up. People in large numbers will give up Islam. Civilization will go in a worldwide conflagration of tribulation, carnage, and pogrom. Sober Muslims will be the worst sufferers. They will try to escape from these environments, but will not succeed. Most of them will be killed and massacred without retribution. Some, fearing such a cruel treatment, will try to obtain some kind of protection, but they will be lulled into false security with deceptive promises and treacherous pledges. During such evil days, take care not to support schism and innovation, and not to join oppression and tyranny, but always try to uphold the right cause, which will bring general well-being and peace to masses, and always try to follow Islam. Go before Allah as an oppressed and wronged one, not as an oppressor and tyrant. Be afraid of the ways of the devil and refrain from revolting against Allah. Do not live on the wages of iniquity and sin. Remember that you are before Allah, who has strictly forbidden sin and viciousness. He has described such a course of worship and devotion to Him and obedience to religion that it is easy, convenient, and natural for mankind to follow. Sermon 156. This sermon is supposed to be one of those early ones which Imam Ali delivered soon after he took charge of the Muslim state. In this sermon, he, in his unique and inimitable style, has spoken about Allah, about Ahlul Bayt, chosen descendants of the Holy Prophet, and Islam, about his assumption of the high office of the government, about Allah's mercy and wrath, and about psychological phenomena of human mind. Glory be to Him whose creations are proof of His existence. The genesis of creation in time and space proves that He is eternal. Similarities amongst His creatures and analogies in nature prove that there is no one similar to Him. O Lord, human intelligence cannot comprehend You, but nothing can conceal Your glory and greatness. There is a natural difference between the one who creates or invents and the things which are created or invented, between the finite and infinite, and between the one who nourishes and maintains, and creatures which cannot continue to exist unless maintained and nourished. He is one, but not a numerical unity, which can be mathematically and logically subdivided. He is a creator But his act of creation has not caused him any movement or exertion. He hears, but without the help of any bodily organism or any aid. He sees, but without the assistance of organs of sight or external media. He is far away from everything created, but this distance is not an account of space or dimensions. His omnipresence is unmistakably and intelligibly evident, but he cannot be seen, discerned, or viewed. He is hidden from human sight, not because of his fineness and smallness. He is remote from his creation, because of his complete control, might, and power over them. And creatures are far away and separated from him, because they were brought into existence by him, and they cannot exist without his will and mercy. And as they are forced by nature to obey and to submit to his commands, thus there is nothing common between him and his creatures to bring them physically close to him. One who limits or classifies his attributes confines him within those limits and classifications, and one who tries to so confine him assigns to him a mathematical entity, and one who describes him like that negates his eternity. One who wants to know how the Lord is tries to bring him within the limits and the bounds of his attributes suggested and proposed by man. One who wishes to know where he is wants to confine him to a place, and thus no form, no time, and no place could be assigned to him. He knew every detail of everything before it came into existence. He had power of maintaining and nourishing and keeping all things into existence even before they were created. Every creature was under his complete control. Even before it was designed, fashioned, and shaped. Then Imam Ali thus spoke about his assumption of rulership and about Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet and what they are. Verily the sun has risen to brighten the path of Allah, and the stars to guide the humanity towards heaven are shining. The way to truth and justice, which was deviated, is again straightened. Allah has replaced the time servers with honest and pious persons, and has changed bad times into good and auspicious days. We have been waiting for this change, as famine-stricken people wait for life-saving rains. Learn and remember that the Imams, chosen descendants of the Holy Prophet, are the vicegerent appointed and designated by Allah to lead and rule human beings. They, and only they, can guide humanity to salvation and paradise. Only those who recognize the leadership of these Imams and in turn are accepted as true followers will enter paradise, and those who renounce allegiance to them or are disowned by them will go to hell. You must be thankful to Allah that He made you Muslims and selected you to represent and propagate Islam. As its name indicates, it is a religion which brings peace, salvation, nobleness, and dignity to mankind. He has chosen Islam as a path to salvation. He has clearly proved the universality of truth through its simple, distinct, and intelligible code, as well as through the deeper and far-reaching significances and inferences hidden its orders and interdictions. Wonders that Islam can achieve in improving human mind, and miracles it can work to raise the standard of human life. will never come to an end. Islam holds secrets of real peace and prosperity which you will never acquire without it. It can direct you to ways of improving your knowledge about material as well as spiritual world, and you can never attain this but through its guidance. The merciful Allah has ordered you to faithfully accept its principles and to sincerely and devoutly obey its commands and interdictions. It brings salvation to those who follow it and worldly protection to those who enter its folds. A man is free to choose and act as he likes. He has been granted full liberty, time and opportunities to select the right path. If he has forsaken the right way and the true guide, then he naturally will wake up in the company of sinful persons and will find himself in the society of misguided people. Lives of such persons are usually identical and similar. They continue their vicious lives until their wickedness is exposed to them too late, and until they see the end of their wicked and careless careers, and until the punishment about which they were so negligent and in which they never had any faith faces them, they are forced to leave the world and its pleasures, which in their minds were all in all, the beginning, the duration, and the end of life. They cannot enjoy what they have procured and cannot derive benefit from what they have secured. I have taken a warning myself, and I want to warn you against such state of affairs. Make moral and righteous use of your mental capacities. Wise is he who carefully meditates upon what he hears and then accepts only truth, who tries to see things in their real perspective, and who takes lessons from happenings of the world. Blessed is he who selects the right and noble path and guards himself against the blind alley of doubt, skepticism, and heresy. You should not allow misguided people or agnostics to take control of you and subjugate your minds by straying you from the right path, by tampering with the words and falsifying the meanings of the Holy Book, and by frightening you to accept and declare the truth. O listeners, wake up. Come out of the stupor of ignorance, and do not hurry after the vicious world, but deliberate carefully on the message of Allah, delivered to you by the Holy Prophet, peace of Allah be upon him and his descendants. It is incumbent upon you to understand and obey these commands. No one can escape this obligation and responsibility. Oppose those persons who defy the orders of Holy Prophet and are inclined towards something else. Leave them and their doctrines to their fates. Humble your arrogance and haughtiness. Do not attach supreme importance to wealth and power. Keep the thought of your grave always in your mind, because every one of you has to go into it. Remember that as you sow, so shall you reap. As you do, so shall you be done by. Your actions of today will be repaid tomorrow. Arrange your today in such a way that tomorrow you may be rewarded with eternal happiness. Let your deeds of today provide blessings for the life in the hereafter. O you listeners, be warned and be guided. O you careless and unmindful persons, attempt, endeavor, and attain. Nobody can inform you better than the man who really knows the secrets of life and death. In the Holy Quran, there are certain duties which are imposed by Allah upon man, the obedience or disobedience of which are the criteria upon which depends his pleasure or wrath. They are the standards for judging one's entitlement for his blessings or his punishment.